Hello, Terry Lee Cooper here. Thank you for joining me. Today I am sharing 8 tough questions to ask ourselves. You know, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, well, you might find you get what you need. I'm sure that song rings a bell, those lyrics. It's a good song. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful to always get what we want? I know that I'd love that, but we can waste a lot of time and energy on unrealistic goals. No matter how much I love to sing, how much I rehearse, how many vocal lessons I take, or how many band members come and go, it's doubtful that I'll be the next Pat Benatar. Sometimes we need to have a hard look at our goals, dreams, visions, or ideals and make some decisions about whether it's time to give up, revise, or let go. So, go ahead and think of something that you have wanted to do, be, or have. Something you have held close to your heart for a long time and have expended precious time and energy on. Maybe you've made some progress here and there and felt the heady thrill of your efforts bearing fruit. Maybe you've had bits and pieces of the ideal for little spurts of time, only to have it slip from your grasp again. Likely you've played mind games with yourself, analyzing why what you want seems to be so challenging. You may have tried to dream big by convincing yourself that positive thinking would bring you closer to your ideal. And you may have occasionally downsized your ideal, believing that this is a more logical approach. If you did this, you may have felt a little ashamed. The truth is that anything worth achieving will require us to endure many ups and downs, facilitating between the feeling of certainty and moments of hopelessness is natural. Even the most successful people have dark nights of the soul on their journey to success. Another truth is that as humans, we need to experience a feeling of progress. Progress is crucial to maintaining momentum and being happy. We're meant to learn, grow, and expand. Yet, we often stubbornly hold on to dreams, goals, visions, or ideals that may not serve us. A less popular truth is that sometimes our dreams, goals, visions, or ideals are unrealistic, borrowed expectations that we have absorbed via social programming. They steal our time, energy, and self-esteem. Let me ask you, are there times when we should seriously consider letting go of something that we think we want, or at the very least consider revising it? Whether we decide to give up, revise, or let go is a personal choice. But I think that this choice should be deliberate, conscious, and honest. We really should be asking ourselves some tough questions. And I'm going to give you a list of 8 questions. And you may want to refer to the written content. This list isn't comprehensive, it's simply a starting point. So as I said earlier, go ahead and think of something that you have wanted to do, be, or have. Something that you have held close to your heart for a long time and have expended precious time and energy on. Number one, how much time and energy have I already invested? Number two, how long will those two precious resources continue to be available? Number three, how much progress have I really made? Number four, are other important areas of my life being deprived of these resources? Number five, do I have the innate talent and aptitude for this particular ideal? We can't all be rock stars, no matter how much we want it or how much we practice. Number six, have I come to identify my success or value as a human being with an unrealistic outcome? Number seven, do I really want a particular outcome, or has it been programmed into my psyche by external influences and past experiences? Number seven is a big one, and it's something that we talk a lot about in private work, the impact of social programming. Number eight, what feeling am I trying to create or need do I have that I think will be fulfilled by achieving a particular outcome? Those eight questions are important. They're tough, but they're worth your time to sit down and work through them. When we think of giving up, our primitive mind may remind us of the platitude, winners never quit and quitters never win. We may associate giving up with shame, exhaustion, depletion, frustration. We might get a sense of a loser slinking away, beaten down by life, depressed and devoid of energy. Not a very nice picture, is it? When we think of letting go, however, this is a little bit different. Our primitive mind may remind us of the platitude, if you love something, set it free. We may associate letting go as a conscious decision to extract ourselves from an attachment to an outdated or unrealistic ideal. We might get a sense of a winner made stronger by life, moving on, walking away, head held high, with new hard-won distinctions and the ability to create better goals, dreams, visions, or ideals. This is a much better picture, isn't it? We can't always get what we want. And sometimes what we think we want is nothing more than an automatic programmed expectation that the primitive mind has absorbed, hook, line, and sinker. If we have worked hard with total commitment, have invested serious time and energy, been creative with our strategies, been open to receiving support, and are still not getting what we want, it may be time to revise or let go. The 14-year-old rocker in me loved the idea of being the next Pat Benatar. While my level of commitment has had its ups and downs over the years, and singing has been put on the back burner for years at a time, it's still something that I would categorize as a goal, dream, vision, or ideal. The 50-something rocker in me has more experience and new distinctions, and has come to realize that what I really crave is growth and high energy, creative expression. So participating in classic rock garage bands meets those needs while ensuring that plenty of time and energy are still available for other important areas of my life. I hope you'll make good use of these questions. They're eight tough questions to ask ourselves, but I think that they are important because you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find you get what you need. Such a great song. Thank you for joining me.